the apostles and many of the disciples would not believe either Mary Magdalene or the two men who were on their way to Emmaus and others whom the Lord had appeared to. And so it was the Lord himself ultimately who had to convince the 11, that is the apostles, of his resurrection. And it is that resurrection that is one of the central tenets of our faith. Indeed, when we speak of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we do not speak merely of his resurrection in the mind and the heart of the believers. That is, they kept his remembrance in their heart, and it is from this remembrance that the faith developed. We speak here of the real physical bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The same Jesus Christ who was crucified and was buried in the tomb outside of the chosen city of Jerusalem, that same Jesus Christ whose eternal origins are from the Father. He was not merely remembered by the disciples, and from that memory the faith developed, but he truly rose victorious over death in his sacred humanity, and that is the key to the understanding of our faith. And indeed, it is the key to understand that the faith does not develop in the sense that our Lord is simply remembered by his disciples and their remembrance of him becomes tenet of faith, but it is that same Christ who taught the apostles before his crucifixion and death, who rose from the dead, confirming them in the faith, that is, all those doctrines that he had taught, and finally commissions them before his ascension to the Father to go forth and to teach these truths to the whole world. And so we have the absolute assurance in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that all that we follow as members of the Catholic Church are the true doctrines of Jesus Christ, those doctrines that are to go out to the whole world and to bring them the good news of salvation. And ultimately, that good news is accepted by those who come to believe that Jesus Christ truly rose body and soul from the dead, the same Jesus Christ who 3 days before was taken by the chosen people and crucified under Pontius Pilate. And so we have no reason to hesitate in going forth and giving that doctrine to the world, for the Lord in his resurrection has certainly shown us that he is completely victorious over that primary effect of sin, that is our death, and he has opened the gates of heaven again to all men who come to believe that he truly was first incarnated in the flesh, that flesh once come to full stature, was crucified and died for our sins, and on the third day, as Scripture had told from of old, he truly rose again victorious from the dead. And so, let us have none of the nonsense that would merely postulate that our faith is based on the memory of the 12 apostles, and as they ruminated on those memories, they came up with doctrines, and so we too, in ruminating on the memory of Jesus Christ, can come up with our own doctrine and our own tenets. We follow a faith that was fully in the minds and the hearts of the apostles from the beginning. We need not ask the question, would St. Peter have been able to tell us about the doctrine of the co-redemption of Our Lady or of the ascension of our Lord into heaven? He knew them full well. He knew them better than any of us could possibly ever imagine to know in our lives, because as the vicar of Christ, he was entrusted with all the doctrines of Jesus Christ, and so he knew them certainly at the highest level after the Blessed Mother of God than any other soul who has ever come into this world. And so our faith is rooted on the reality of Jesus' incarnation, passion, death, and resurrection, and that is why we truly have that hope that is in us, because our Lord has proven in his sacred humanity that he was truly God and truly man, and so he was the Savior of the world, and he has come to save that world, not merely at the time of his physical presence in this world, but through his church until the end of time, for his church was to go forth and to preach all those saving doctrines, and ultimately that doctrine that will convince everybody that Satan no longer has any sway over them except that sway that they choose to give him. For he truly has risen from the dead, and he marches forth in his mystical body until the end of time, seeking always and everywhere to release us from slavery to sin, making us children of the light, children of the resurrection. So after persevering in this life through the trials and the tribulations, the persecutions, and all that attempts to lead us away from Jesus Christ, after persevering in that faith, that is, after our union with his crucifixion, we may enter into the glory of his resurrection for all eternity, enjoying our good God in heaven with all the angels and with all the saints.
Christus.